All right, welcome back to NeonCast. This is number 6, I believe. Right? Yeah.
If it's number 6, buddy, I think you're right.
All right, we're just gonna be playing some GTA. All right.
Wait, introduce GTA 5, us. Buddy. You gotta introduce us.
Okay, so with us today we have the infamous Neon Dinky.
Yeah, brother.
And on the back corner we got Donnie.
Yeah, he's cool.
Sadly.
Unfortunately. Yeah. Wait, you gotta introduce yourself.
Talk about some funny stuff. Oh yeah, me. I am Neon Gravy.
Yeah.
That's the name Grave Stinger.
I get it.
All right. Now I don't know if this music is allowed to be playing.
Turn it off.
Nope, it's definitely copyrighted on me. It's definitely copyrighted on me.
Now we're going to prison.
You're going to prison?
How do I change the key?
Well, needless to say, you're fucked.
Fuck.
Woo, no see you in jail, you fucking copyright infringing fuck.
Yeah, see you guys in jail, I guess.
Yep, see ya.
Olé.
Okay, so now that Graves in.
Well, let me take the radio station, brother.
Now that Graves in prison, I guess we have to take over.
Man, I guess so.
I'm gonna bet $200.
I can't bet at all for some reason.
Yeah, me neither.
Never mind. Alright, I think I can turn off our radio station.
Okay, so what are we gonna talk about?
Well, I think we should start off with a good look. By the way, my car is much better than both of you guys.
Shut up!
Here's the blue one.
Wait, where's Danny or Logan at? Oh, he's to my left. You bloody way.
I help you, don't worry.
I get really competitive.
Okay, so what are we gonna talk about?
Alright. I think we should start it off with the infamous question of the day.
Okay. Hey.
Can I ask first?
Yeah.
What the dog doing?
Okay, so what the dog doing? Very good question.
Whatever it wants, I think.
Fuck!
You!
Oh,
I hate you!
You son of a bitch! You motherfucker!
I actually
I'm so far behind.
So what the dog doing?
Yeah, what is the dog doing? That is the question everyone like number one question is meaning of life, number two is what the dog doing. You know?
No,
like, what's your favorite
number
color?
One question
no.
is what the dog doing. Number two is meaning of life. Yeah, no
yeah,
shit
I'm no. Personally I think the dog doing
not a damn thing.
Yeah, not a damn thing, honestly.
Well, I think the dog
doing... Oh my god! Where did you come from?
I think the dog... I don't think it's clean, and I don't think dogs can clean, you know what I mean? I think they're just funny.
If I walked in a dog vacuuming, I'd be scared.
I mean, it would be cool.
It'd be... Don't get me wrong. That'd be epic, however.
I wish my dog could vacuum.
It's like walking on two legs. Sorry. That was mean of me, I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't. Oh shoot, Danny's going at high speeds.
Oh Danny. Wait, Danny, I forgot you were in this race. Wait, how did you catch up?
I don't know.
Don't worry about it.
I like ketchup.
I don't like ketchup. Ketchup's fucking disgusting, Logan.
Hey.
So fuck
really
you.
Rude.
Sorry.
Okay,
really
well,
rude.
Let's debate that, okay? Ketchup is not that bad.
I think it's good.
Personally, it's okay on. It depends on what you put it on. You know?
Definitely not macaroni. You know people who do that?
Wigs.
Why are you screaming, brother?
I'm sorry,
very
brother.
Competitive about my GTA races.
Oh no. No, dude. I don't know how many laps this is, dude.
It's 3.
No! Dude, I was in like first like the whole time. If you win right at the very end.
Yeah, I won.
I'm gonna get mad. You! I hate you.
You
I was in first place the whole race.
Why do you hate me? It wasn't my fault that you went back.
I hate you. Okay, so catch up. Okay, well, you know, depends. You know, like hot dogs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Burger, maybe.
Depending on the burger.
However, like macaroni and cheese, nah. Chicken nuggets, nah.
Meatloaf.
You know what? I personally don't like meatloaf.
It's too meaty for you.
I think it's the ketchup. I don't like it, honestly.
Awesome. I hate ketchup.
The only meatloaf I have is like drenched in ketchup.
Okay.
No, okay, so that was Danny's question. Your turn, Logan.
My question is, if you were in any video game, what video game would it be? Like, for the rest of your life.
For the rest of my life.
Okay, what is Dana doing? He's like fixing his chair.
I'm just in your chair. Yeah.
GTA wouldn't be a bad pick, honestly.
I mean, like, depends.
Drugs. You know, become like a drug lord, you know.
That'd be pretty bad.
You get shy and you just come out of the hospital with like $100 less, you know? That'd be dope. I love that. That'd be the dream life.
What's a dog doing?
What would yours be, Danny?
What would my video game to be in for the rest of my life be?
Wait, hang on. Let's like clarify this. You'd be like the main character of the video game.
Alright. Oh, so I can't be Lamar. Dang, alright.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not then.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. I would be in the Pokemon. That would be pretty cool.
Pokemon.
Yeah, actually, Pokemon Pearl. That's it would be dope to have a Piplup.
That's a pretty good choice.
Mine would be
is just better.
Mine would be Spider-Man.
Okay.
I feel like Spider-Man would be cool.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh, mine would be Fortnite.
I thought you just said Pokemon.
No, I changed my answer to Fortnite.
Honestly, a battle royale would be cool to live in for the rest of the
game.
You just battle and then you like you die and respawn. Yeah. Well, then you just respawn and then you go back to the lobby. That'd be cool. Just like shooting people for a living.
You're getting money from
people. Logan, you're meat. Chose
the
same
good
color.
Good.
Derek's going to jail. Oh. You're playing copyrighted music.
Ah! I never know that.
I exploded!
Obi just fucking combusted. Dude, on the track.
Oh my god, look where I am.
It's not happening. Ah! Okay, the brakes on these things are touchy.
Holy fuck!
Team note to self. You accidentally clicked the brake button, you're done for.
Hey, I see you!
Oh my god. Dude, I'm so far behind.
You got me! Okay, so.
You're even farther.
What's the next question?
Everybody
answered right.
What is your guys' dream car?
Mine would be like a Corvette, like a Stingray.
Stingray? Like an old Stingray or like a new Stingray?
An old one.
Alright, that's a good choice. I like Corvettes.
Mine would probably be like 60s Mustang.
That's a good choice.
I'm gonna do a front flip right here. Oh!
I don't think you should.
I don't think that's a dream car.
Four front flips! I did four front flips right there.
But you
landed.
Okay.
This time I'm gonna do a back flip. Only one though. Oh! Landed it.
What would yours be?
What can I say I'm good at? No, you guys chose like really classic, more like muscly cars. I'd definitely go for like a more of like a sporty car, you know, like a McLaren or something, you know. fucked up.
McLeary.
McLeary.
Really?
Dad, go for McLeary.
McLeary. Motherfucker.
I hate you! Why'd you hit me?
They don't. Because they funny? Don't.
No.
Oh, that actually worked out for you.
Yeah, it did. Kind of.
Front flip.
Front flip.
Okay.
I've been in first this entire time.
Three front flips. Four front flips. Five. Okay, that's close off.
Okay,
that was 50 RP right there.
I didn't get any RP from that.
Alright, what next question, Danny?
No!
What's your guys' favorite, like, game producer, I guess?
Company?
My!
Huh? Yeah, like that.
Example.
Yeah.
Not because we're playing GTA, but I would say Rockstar.
Rockstar's good. I feel like all their games are just amazing.
I would just say
I hate you so much. I hate you so
I can't.
I hate you so much.
Wait, how do I respawn?
Hold down Y.
Yeah, Rockstar is a good choice. I feel like there's like barely any games that are bad.
Yeah. I would probably go,
What do you say? What about Drake?
Game Freak!
Game oh, they even Drake.
I didn't.
Drake.
Yeah, Drake.
The Soulja Boy console,
Soulja console, yeah. Soulja Boy,
I hate you so much.
There's three laps of this? Holy shit, dude.
Alright, that was like so far behind. my favorite game producer,
sorry.
I don't know, probably like Nintendo, you know?
Yeah,
that's really Nintendo's basic, but...
I mean, it's a good choice.
You know, like, a lot of good games. Yeah. So, yeah, I'd probably say Nintendo. Did you guys hear that alarm?
I did.
Oh! 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 I am rolling down this entire ramp.
That was Danny so far. Is it my turn for a question?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Oh, shoot. What's your guys' dream job?
Dream job.
Mine's an author.
Author? Good choice.
Lame. I'm just joking.
I know what Logan's
I feel like, there's not a single job that'd be like, oh yeah, I want this out of the rest. But it's like a bunch that I'd like, you know?
Yeah, but like which one that, like, sticks out to you the most?
I feel like I've always had, like, a passion for, like, music.
Same.
I'll be, like, an artist.
An artist? Okay. Like a rap artist? Spit some bars.
Not like a rapper. I'd say more like a...
Yeah, can I...
Just like a producer, you know?
Can I spit some bars?
No.
This one's for our band, Holy Bucket.
I said no.
Pulling up to my mansion. Allow me, Chris Hansen. Shout out to Chris
I haven't
Hansen.
Seen him in a while. But he now right. He knows I'm a pedophile.
Dope. Mine would be, mine would definitely be in music, too. Like, I want to be in a band.
But I feel like, you know what, would be another cool job? This, I feel like this is one that I usually wouldn't go for, but, like, being, like, an actor, that'd be dope as hell.
That would.
Honestly, or being an astronaut in the ocean.
Astronaut? No, I would hate to be an astronaut.
I would hate to be an astronaut, too.
Dude, nah.
But then you could be like, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean.
Scuba diver.
Down in the deep.
Scuba diver, that'd be another dope choice.
Yeah, fish. They're dope. Dope-tastic. Fish.
Yeah, not really for fish, but just, I don't know, just swimming. I feel like that'd be so peaceful, you know?
I don't know, I mean, like, being underwater for that long would, like, terrify me, you know?
Maybe not, like, in, like,
but, like, I guess you like, can get used to it.
I should not, in the ocean.
Maybe not that. But, like, just, like, with the fish, dolphins, that'd be cool.
Or, like, working at a zoo or something, I feel like that would be cool.
I mean, you gotta stay around those. You get to stay around those stinky animals, though. You want to stay around
monkeys?
They like big monkeys.
I guess, yeah. You can talk about a monk.
They got orangutans.
Derek, that when we went to the zoo on Saturday or Sunday, whatever we went, that lady who was talking about the kangaroos, we were not interested in her conversation.
Yeah, we were like looking the opposite way the entire time. She was obviously talking to us.
Yeah, she was like, looking at us, and she's like
trying to just like not make eye contact the whole time.
It felt like she did not know what she was talking about.
Yeah, I felt like she was just random, like fast.
She's like, yeah, we got 16 kangaroos here.
You know, we got like 70% of all kangaroos actually end up in zoo, and then like I feel like those statistics were completely wrong.
She's like, I think that one's Macy over there. I can't tell.
Guys, where she's watching this podcast right now?
Sorry.
Probably is.
I saw it.
My bad, Pam.
My condolences.
my condolences, brother.
My condolences, brother.
Dude, I'm doing so. I am so far behind.
You are. You are.
It's not even funny.
Yeah. Okay.
I hated that one time we've been down
there. Dude, it's turn for a question.
Jerks.
Jerks. Yeah.
Alright, so I had like a really good okay, you know what? I'm just gonna go with it. How like what is the strongest animal you think you could beat in a fight?
Diesel.
But like anything stronger than that, like you'd lose.
I think I could beat up a kangaroo. If I like,
they're pretty beefy.
I seen people beat up kangaroos on YouTube. I think I can do it.
I'd say like a coyote. I could beat a coyote.
I feel like I could take a lion.
I feel like I could take, like, a coyote, you know?
I know,
like
depending on the day, I'm a shark, you know.
Slight work.
Elephant, you know.
Slight work.
Blue whale,
dude,
yeah.
I could fucking murder a giraffe.
What does it say? Alright. If any whales go in my way, it's gonna be violent, okay?
Anyway. Nah, but if a kangaroo wants to catch sands, I can murder it.
I think I can pull a kangaroo. I don't think
I could. I couldn't kill a kangaroo. I'd say coyote though. Right now.
Honestly, I could
really
take
a coyote.
Yeah.
I feel like I could take a turtle.
Komodo like dragon has nothing in me.
You know, those cobra snakes, oh brother, they are done for.
Fucking frogs.
Black moth.
Frogs.
Slight work. Dart frogs. Amazon dart frogs.
No, just regular frogs.
No, I just like a frog I found on the sidewalk.
I lick my fingers after messing with those things.
That's why you just get to the grave.
Yeah, the poison enlightens me. That's how strong I am.
It enlightens you.
The poison enlightens me.
I have so much biceps that the poison is like water.
Is that gonna flex?
I built up such an immunity. It's embarrassing. Yeah, my tolerance for
poison
is embarrassing.
Every day so that like you build up tolerance.
I just shoot myself with small caliber bullets and build up my tolerance.
Oh yeah, dude. Did you get intolerance for like fire?
Probably not. Literally melts your flesh off. I don't think your flesh is just kind of just one dude.
And like a man trades his entire life, and he just like steps into the middle of a bonfire. And he's like, okay, okay.
He just doesn't feel anything.
His tolerance is just so hard.
I mean, there's people who like don't feel pain.
True.
Okay, well that's different. Like their skin is still melting off, and they're dying. Okay.
Just because they can't feel it doesn't mean they're not gonna die.
Oh, so okay, I see what you mean. Like he doesn't care about fire. Like yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, like it doesn't affect his body at all.
I mean, depends who you talk to.
I mean, if you're a pyromaniac, I mean, maybe you. All right.
You want to like move on? Or you want to?
I say we do one more round of questions.
Okay.
Go, Danny.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are your guys' thoughts on the war happening between? Anyway.
I don't know if you're trying to be funny there or.
I wasn't.
Okay. Next.
Ooh, I got a good one.
Thoughts on what's your guys' favorite car ever?
Car? like real car or like fake car?
Get it? Cause we like answered this question already.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Is a hot dog a taco? Or is a taco a hot dog?
Hot dog's a taco.
Hot dog's a taco. Yep. All right.
All right.
Next. What game got you addicted to playing video games?
Mario Kart Wii.
Okay.
It's definitely okay. You probably won't know what I'm talking about. Danny won't know what I'm talking about. I'd say the one game that like kicked it off. It's definitely this one game on DS. It was like Lego, like, Cops or whatever.
Lego what? Undercover Cop?
Yeah, like, yeah, something like that.
Wait, Lego City Undercover?
Yeah, Lego City Undercover. That game was so good. And I remember, dude, it was amazing. And I just loved video games. And that got me addicted, to be honest. I got an Xbox,
Wii and stuff. Mine would be Ratchet and Clank. And that's what got me addicted.
Like, I've played games before that, but nothing like... Like, I still play with toys instead, you know?
Well, I get that, but, either Ratchet and Clank or the castle game on Atari.
I've never played it.
Ratchet and Clank is amazing. I love that game. Oh my lord, we are so fast.
No, we're not.
Sorry. Dude, we're going like 80 right now. I don't know.
Oh my god, these are faster than normal cars.
You son of a bitch!
That was Logan! I'd like to say...
Motherfucker.
Okay,
God damn it!
Derek's turn.
Okay. Have you guys... Okay, this might be a weird question. Have you guys ever thought you saw like a ghost or something? Or like an alien?
Yes.
Yeah.
Alright, explain.
But here's the here's the weird thing. I think I saw one, but I don't believe in ghosts. You know? Does that make sense?
Right. No, like, that doesn't make a damn bit of sense.
Or like, did you just think it was a ghost when you were younger?
I either think she's that it's a ghost, or it's like, it's something else.
You thought it was a ghost or something else.
It was like a shadowy figure. So, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
What is something? Okay, yeah.
I guess I thought it was a ghost. I don't know.
Explain the story. Is it like a story or you saw something?
I thought I just saw one.
What are you doing?
Well, okay, so you guys obviously know that I've always been, you know, a scaredy cat when it comes to fucking ghosts. I don't know why. I've always been terrified of them. Right?
Where are we supposed to go?
Well, literally, in my room, when I still lived in my room upstairs, my doorknob would literally just shake randomly, right?
No,
I'm not kidding. It would just shake.
So that wasn't like your imagination.
No, it would sit there and shake. Because I remember, I grabbed it one time and it started shaking even harder. It scared the fuck out of me. I'm not kidding. You son of a...
Have you guys ever, I bet you haven't, but you guys ever, like, get out of your house, but, like, walk around your neighborhood, it's, like, 10 at night, and it's so weird, and have you ever done that?
I barely have
it.
My brother and I did that once, and, it was the only time we ever did it, because there was one time we, like, walked around, and we just hear this weird, like, weird, random, like, screaming, and it scared the crap out of us, and we ran home, and it's all weird, because it was not like a adult scream, it was like a little girl scream. It sounded like he was, like, being murdered.
So your instinct was to run home.
Yeah.
To that little girl, I guess.
Well, we don't know where, like, all we know is that it came from behind us. We never seen a girl or anything.
Probably just got pranked, TBH.
Yeah. Okay. How about you, Derek?
I mean, I feel I'd always see, like, weird, like, shit. But looking back, it's... But when I was younger, like, every now and then, I'd, like... So, in my grandma's house, like, once you walk into the living room, there's, like, a little, like, mirror right next to, like, a... It's not a mirror, it's, like, a glass window fireplace, right?
Yeah.
And I would always see, like, reflections off of that window at, like, night. Like, bright blue beams and shit. And I would always think that they're, like, aliens or something, you know?
Okay.
I don't know. But looking back, it was probably just, like, a reflection of, like, the moonlight or something. But that's about it.
Some person at my work, they told me today that they had like one of these box fans that you have to like manually turn on, and it like randomly turned on by itself, and she was all scared. How's that go? I just had to include that one.
Well, I mean. I was convinced at one point that there's a serial killer living behind my house.
Okay, that's because of your sister, though.
Okay. Yeah, my sister once convinced my sister that there's a serial killer living behind the house, and I would overdose and think that it was too, right? And my older sister is just like, I don't know, just being a sick human being. It wasn't real, so...
Okay, you should be leaving us on a cliffhanger, like, dog. You gotta give us more of a backstory.
Alright, so I live in a place where there's a big old forest behind my house, right?
Uh-huh.
And
I've seen it before.
In the middle of that forest, there is like this really abandoned, broken down like shack looking thing, right? And my sister would always say that there's a serial killer in there who likes to kill people. And you know, I was just terrified by it.
Think if a serial killer didn't like to kill people for fun.
But you know what I was terrified more of that? If I would ever leave my house at, like, midnight, I also live where, like, coyotes or something are. So I'd hear coyotes howl, and I'd get fucking hit. I'd piss my pants. I was even more scarier than a serial killer, honestly. To be honest. No! I was about to finish first!
Yeah, you were. You were always last.
Well, second, I beat Danny. No!
Okay. So, next topic? He's gone! He's gone! He's gonna send it!
Where are you going?
He's cruising up.
Wrong way!
What do you mean, wrong way?
I didn't know I was going the wrong way. Dump! Dump! It says dump on my screen. Sorry.
Okay, next topic, guys. Right.
Alright. So.
Any new TV shows you guys watching lately?
No.
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 What about you?
I don't know. Practical Joker's been on my to-do list now.
Oh yeah, I have been getting into that show. That show's funny.
That is a funny show.
A lot lately.
I don't know about this, like, this came in my
Beavis
mind.
And Butthead.
Someone at my work was like, hey, you should watch Breaking Bad. I was like, my friend likes that show. I already know what happens. And I don't know, I just had to bring that one up too.
Best show of all time, Breaking Bad. Best show. Never seen a better show.
For real? How about Impractical Joker?
No, there's this one episode in Breaking Bad where they literally spend an entire episode trying to kill a fly.
Were they high?
Well, no, I don't think so.
They weren't high.
So,
well, I know Walt wasn't, because Walt don't do drugs.
He just makes them.
Jesse does, though.
That's not cool.
A lot of drugs.
Well, spoiler, what the fuck?
But yeah, they spend an entire episode trying to kill a fly.
Who's pissing them off?
And they have like a mental breakdown about the fly, and then they finally get it, and they're like, woo! And then the same episode, dude.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's like the best show I've ever seen. You know how like some shows like, this season sucks, this season's not as good as the rest. All of the seasons were amazing.
Good.
Except for the fly episode. Alright. Impractical Jokers, that show is just funny and super awkward and it's hilarious.
Who's your favorite Joker?
Definitely Sal. Sal's my favorite. For sure.
Mine would be Joe. I like Joe.
Yeah.
Cause like he doesn't care. He doesn't have a care in the world.
My favorite is Murr. I hate him.
Yeah, I don't like Murr either. Especially when he has that stupid tube gun, you know.
Yeah, hate it.
My least favorite. Like Murr can't do like the most simple things. I could do it.
Yeah, like it's not even like that bad, and he just chicken out.
Like, his task would be, like, go tell that guy he has a goofy mustache. He's like, I can't do it, guys. I do that.
No. Like, Joe, on the other hand, is, like, the opposite. Like, he, like, won't stop unless it's, like, really bad.
Yeah. They have to make it bad, you know?
Yeah.
You there, Danny?
Yeah.
Okay,
guys, both of you, what is the funniest joke you know by heart?
Funniest joke?
Funniest joke. It could be an inside joke or just joke in general.
Well, one time, I asked this dude what his favorite prison. Okay. Oh. There's some backstory to this. I don't know how we got to the topic, but we were talking about presidents, okay? And I was telling everybody how horrible a president Andrew Jackson was, in my opinion. And one feller in the group did not like what I said about it. So, his opinion was spoken. Saying that, Andrew Jackson was his favorite president.
He was a great president.
Shout out to Cameron.
Guys, I got a better question this time.
That's the only one you wanted to hear.
That makes up for all of our jokes.
Okay.
You got this, Danny. What's your favorite joke?
My favorite joke is, I guess you could say Abraham Lincoln got killed in the drop of a hat.
That's your favorite joke.
Yeah. Isn't it funny?
You're talking about a dead president, dog.
Smoking that Winston Churchill pack.
You want to know my favorite joke?
Yeah.
Beds are low key slept on.
That's a good one. That is a good one. Wait, you want to hear my? You want to hear another favorite joke of mine?
Yeah.
What did the guy say to the drug dealer?
Thanks for the
Thanks
drugs.
Thanks for the drugs.
Another one of my favorite jokes is my mom's been at a baby shower for like 6 hours. I think they drowned it.
You okay?
By the way, it kicked me out of the race.
Okay, I'll invite you again. Oh, you're inviting me.
So every book is just a remix of the dictionary. So
yeah,
anyways, next question. I want you guys. I want to know this, right? What is the most addictive you've ever been to, like, something? Like, a game or, like...
What do you mean?
Movie. Like, what's, like, the most addicted you've been? I know mine.
Drugs.
Okay, I'll give you an example. Definitely Black Ops 3. I would play that game every single day.
Oh, does that have to be
like,
a game?
Like, a year. It doesn't have to be a game. It could be anything.
Well, I'm still going to name a game because I have one of my mind.
But Black Ops 3 for sure for me. Like, I would play a game all the time. Zombies in particular.
Mine.
I just love it.
Mine is whenever a new Madden releases.
Madden? Alright, yeah, I feel that. Yeah, we know that one. We invited Danny. He didn't join.
I didn't get an invite. Anyways,
on your phone?
Nope, I didn't get one. Anyway.
Oops, so looks like Derek and I only played this. I thought it's like continue.
Alright.
Anyway, well.
What about you, Danny?
Well, okay, we all know the Jacksepticeye one. Anyway. Okay, we all know that one, but I would say the worst one, Fortnite, I would wake up.
Yeah.
Play all fucking day and go to bed. And then I'd get up, play all day, go to bed. It was just rinse and repeat every single day.
Is that
just
why you
wake up and play Fortnite?
Is that why you didn't go to school? It's because of Fortnite?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Alright.
Let's talk about Danny's girlfriend. Fun
anyways,
fact, guys. Danny has a girlfriend.
Oh. Do any of you guys have any topics or anything?
Danny's girlfriend.
Okay, Logan, we heard you the first time.
Yeah. Like, what?
Sorry,
you don't have
to
keep saying
again.
It, it's okay.
I was just trying to be funny, and that's my condolences.
Brother. Anyway. No, I don't have any topics.
I missed both of them!
Alright.
Because I wanted to hit you.
What about some new games that are coming out?
For example?
Halo Infinite.
Well, okay. I think we can all agree that the games here lately, like these past few years,
whoa,
have been complete dog shit.
Yeah. Except for that Fortnite
game.
Yeah.
That came out in the past few years. That are good.
Madden 22.
No.
I personally like that game.
I'm actually trying to think. I guess the new Pokemon game, Sword and Shield. That was good.
That was actually really good.
Well, I mean, Crossing was alright.
A game I'm
Doom Eternal,
hyped for.
Okay, Doom Eternal was good. That was good.
I guess the game I'm hyped for is the Diamond and Pearl remix.
Nerds.
The what?
Diamond and Pearl remix.
Oh yeah.
That is the nerdiest thing I have heard.
I'm for those, honestly. Too bad they aren't doing Platinum. My favorite.
Like, there's a new Battlefield now, and you're like,
no, Battlefield. What? No,
you don't want to play fucking Battlefield.
I'm sorry, but after Battlefield 5 and... I'm good.
I'm a Battlefield Homefront.
Only Battlefield I've ever liked is Hardline.
Yeah.
Battlefield 3 was good. Remember?
I don't think I played that one.
I like Bad Company 2 as well.
That new Rainbow Six game is coming out.
Yeah,
there's a new Rainbow Six game.
It's coming out, that's for sure.
It looks so bad. It's literally like Resident Evil, but like branded as Rainbow Six. Not like every Rainbow Six game is like secure the hostage and like, you know, the classic Rainbow Six games. And then the new one is Zombie.
Why?
Virus. Money probably.
Yeah.
Oh, COVID-19. That's what. Okay, I got it.
So yeah, basically Resident Evil, but branded as Rainbow Six. It looks
you guys
so
hear
bad.
Me though?
I'm sorry, I'm not buying it.
What did you say?
My mom get it.
We're not doing that segment yet.
Yeah.
Silly fella.
I apologize. My condolences, brother.
Alright. I don't know. The new Far Cry game's coming out. That looks actually really good.
Well, okay. When was the
past
what was the last time a Far Cry game was good when it came out? Far Cry 4?
Well, probably 4, yeah.
No, not probably. Four. Definitely 4.
Definitely 4.
It was Primal.
Primal was terrible. 5 isn't complete garbage, but I mean, it's not amazing.
It's not... It hasn't
it's
been
just
like.
It's not as good as 4 or 3 or 2 or 1, honestly.
Why did you say it like that? You could have said that around to the Far Cry.
But. Like, the new Dawn, that one's honestly probably worse than Primal, honestly. That Far Cry New Dawn was so bad. But. I have hope for this next one, okay? I've not lost hope yet. It looks like a really interesting concept.
Speaking about losing hope in video games, what do you guys think of like Black Ops? Do you think they're gonna it's gonna be like terrible, or think they got some potential?
Pardon?
Like obviously, 4 was horrible, and then
I think Call of Duty in general. Let's be honest, the last really good Call of Duty game we've ever gotten.
Black Ops 3.
Yeah, maybe.
And then after that, it was just slowly go downhill and downhill.
What game came after 3? Was it World at War 2?
I believe it was Infinite Warfare and MWO.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it was Infinite Warfare and then World War 2.
I like MWO.
Terrible. World War 2.
When did World War 2 come out?
2018.
Right after Infinite Warfare. Infinite Warfare is bad. World War 2 was alright when it first came out, and then it got bad.
2017.
And then,
really?
It was 18. I think that was Black Ops 4, right? Black Ops 4 was the most putrid game. Honestly, that game is so bad.
I guess MW was alright.
Modern Warfare was alright.
Cold War, I hate it.
Cold War, it's alright.
Unironically, yeah. I'd rather play Black Ops 4 than Cold War.
Really? That's a hot take.
Listen, I would not say that. I say Cold War is... I'd say it's like right up there with Modern Warfare.
Like yeah, I feel like they're the same.
I'd say almost. Yeah, I feel like they're mostly...
I wanted to play the
Black
Cold
Ops
War...
Black Ops 4, I'd say is like bottom.
I wanted to play the Cold War campaign, but I only played one mission of it.
Yeah. I've heard that Cold War campaign is, like, super good, but really long.
The only reason I stopped playing it is because I already know what happens. Because, like, it got ruined. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler for Black Ops 3 campaign, train go boom.
No, that's Ghost.
That's all you need
to
know about that campaign.
That was the worst thing about Black Ops 3. What the fuck is that campaign? You need to look it up to even halfway understand it.
Not have to do with Black Ops in the slightest.
I think there might be like one connection back to Roman Mendez, that, like, but that's it.
Danny, please quickly join. Please quickly join. Please. I'm begging. I invited someone that we met on Rainbow. Please, hurry.
I'm joining.
Yeah, I feel like Call of Duty. I don't know. I think I'm done with Call of Duty now. I don't.
That sucks, dude, you know?
Yeah, Call of Duty used to be my favorite like, game, like, ever. It just slowly went downhill.
Unless, like, this next one is, like, amazing, you know?
Unless this next one is, like, the second.
It's not gonna be.
Yeah.
Unless
it's gonna be.
It's
Sledgehammer, right?
It's supposed to be a World War II game. They're making another one.
Another one?
Oh, yeah. Another World War II.
And you know why they're
you know
doing
what
it?
I want to see.
They're doing it just so they can put World War II guns in Warzone.
That's sad. I want to see a, like, 8,000 BC Call of Duty. Like, ancient
honestly,
Romans.
That would honestly be cool.
Gladiators. Could maybe not branded as Call of Duty, but like...
I would like to see, like, another Vietnam Call of Duty.
That would be cool.
Like that. Or, like, another one, like...
A Korean
like
War.
Semi-futuristic, like...
Did they do a Korean War one?
I doubt it. No, definitely not.
Why not? Like, they should.
No, brother.
Because the U.S. was involved with that.
What other type of war is there?
The 1812 war.
Spanish, American war. What a forgetful war, dude.
I hate you
oh
so
my god,
much,
we're going
dude.
So
every
bad.
Every war ever, like, nobody's gonna say the Spanish-American war.
Yeah, let's rank our favorite wars, guys.
Nobody would put the Spanish-American war number one. Not a soul, I guarantee it.
Anybody who rates their wars is already, like, it's already a red flag, like, hello.
Alright, number one, we got World War II. That one was just dope.
That one
yeah,
was a banger.
Cool. That one was cool.
That one was the bomb.
I get it.
Global superpowers, okay? Number one, we got USA, okay. Number two, we got Russia.
Okay, Hitler. Anyways.
Hitler, number three. He's his own superpower.
Okay. No. Okay. Now.
I get the tiny topic. Cinder block. Sorry, I got really
so
mad.
Who are y'all voting for in the presidential race?
Scott Kanye.
I'm voting
for D. I want Freddie to be.
Oh, he's coming
I want
back?
Freddie to be president.
I didn't know
yeah,
he did.
D is coming back.
I'll vote for him then.
Are you gonna vote for D, Danny?
No. I'm gonna vote for Sal from Impractical Jokers.
I thought you said Scott Coffin.
No, I changed my answer.
For the better fill in two votes.
I'm gonna vote for, definitely Sal from Impractical. I'm gonna have to go with Danny on this one.
Well, okay, what is it like, what's it, what will we do
still
for
didn't
our
get
economy?
US president, making him tonight's
well,
biggest loser.
Well, he'll be the country's biggest loser, right?
And then we're down, we're done. What are we gonna do?
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna laugh.
Well, we have to punish him, you know?
Yeah.
We'll make him
a completely terrible president. We'll make him declare war on people for no reason.
Like, hey, yo, drop a nuke in, like,
hey fuck you, Russia!
What did you do?
Call Kim Jong-un on the phone and tell him to go fuck himself in Korea. Do it.
Prank call Kim Jong-un.
Prank call Kim Jong-un. Sup, Kim? Who is this?
Wait, why does Kim Jong-un have, like, an American accent?
Don't worry about it.
Thank you, sir.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
I'm not gonna catch up to Logan now because I like missed a checkpoint somehow.
Wait, how about we talk about our favorite vine, guys?
Boner.
My favorite vine of all time.
My favorite swear words is bollock shit and fuck.
Anyway.
My favorite vine is definitely the 21 kid. That's a classic.
That is a classic.
My favorite is the one where he's like, "Why you in a big time rush? Mom just got hit by a car."
Or the one where it's like,
"Road work ahead."
Is that a police? Yeah. I'm calling the weed.
Road work ahead. Yeah. I sure hope it does. Am I right?
I hope it does.
Right. Woo!
Up top.
Mine would be the one with Marlon Webb. He's like the Hot Wheels commercial, and he goes boner. Boner. That's my favorite one. Like the viewers probably don't know what we're saying, and we're just yelling boner over and over. Like, yeah. No, we know what we mean.
But it's like boner.
Yeah, it goes at the end. It goes boner, and so funny.
Boner.
So
cool.
Like
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, new topic.
Right. So, favorite Dude, what is my RC car doing?
That's a weird topic, dog.
Favorite dude, what is my RC car doing?
Dude, my RC car is bugging, I swear, dude.
What are you doing, brother?
Bruh,
monkey too.
How did Danny get a fry?
Where did you come from?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Where did you come from?
Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
You're in Narnia the whole race.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
All right.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Would you guys rather be millionaires or billionaires? It's
Like what? Would you rather have more
or less money? Would you guys rather have a penny or $1 million?
I would personally be a millionaire instead of a billionaire. Too much pressure, you know. Too much stress.
What pressure will you have if you're a billionaire?
You'd be like, give me some money. I'd be like, no.
Buddy, you have $1 billion. I think you can afford to spare a little bit of money.
It's a fucking charity. You really just don't wanna. Fuck them kids, bro.
Say no.
Fuck
don't take
them
that
kids.
Out of context.
No chance. I'm taking that out of context.
Okay.
Now people probably think I hate kids.
I'd rather be a billionaire.
It was the first thing that came to mind. I thought it was funny.
I would fucking less money or more money, be honest.
I'm putting that on my story.
Right. So would you guys rather have the best day of your life or the worst day of your life?
Worst day. I need a day.
I hate my life already. I just need somebody to push me.
Okay. off that topic,
homie was snickering.
Oh. Okay, I posted that on my story. Would you rather be a millionaire or a billionaire?
Let's
see what people say.
An infinite amount of money to build, like, a museum, right? What would you, like, put in a museum? You know?
Probably Nights at Freddy's.
The little bat museum.
Yeah, I would have the animatronics.
Mine would be. I probably do something like a weird museum, you know? Like weird facts and like. Like I know it
that's
sounds boring.
Mates,
I know it sounds boring, but like. I think I know what I would do. Or like a video game museum. I think that would be cool, a video game museum.
You'd be alright.
Okay. Now this might be a little unique, okay? A museum. Okay. It's inside of the museum. It is so massive that it stores every other museum.
That sounds like a really boring museum.
No, no. How's that boring? You can like, it's like the size of like a county. Okay, that's how big the museum is, right? And you just go to like the different districts. It's like the different museums, you know.
Anyways, in all honesty, I'd probably do like a regular, just like car museum or something, because I really like cars.
Alright.
So, we gotta say anything to that one.
Speaking of cars, you were like, let's say they're making a new, like, car movie. Like, the cars, you know, like, Lightning McQueen, right?
Okay.
What car would you be in the movie?
If I was in the movie, Mini Cooper.
Be a Chevelle.
That's like a brand.
I'm not gonna tell you what year, that's for you to decide. I'm not even gonna tell you what kind.
Not gonna tell us what year? Dude, that's fucked.
I think you'd be a 1970 Chevelle. Just how your voice sounds.
Oh, I'm flying! I'm flying!
And you're still behind us, somehow.
Damn it! I hate you!
That like also damaged me. That damaged me even more.
You're such a dick. You didn't gain anything.
I am so far behind now.
Good.
Dude.
What would you be?
Oh my god.
What would you be, Derek?
Any car. I'd definitely be like a.
I thought you thought that was your answer. Any car.
Derek would be
a bus.
Jeep Wrangler.
I mean, I guess that's pretty unique, because there's, like, no buses. But I feel like that would be very, unusual.
Dumb.
Like, that would be very
like, you would ride in the bus. Like, it's a movie about cars. But yeah, you know. You never know.
Well, I mean, they have, like, a taxi guy, don't they?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Well, I mean, they have a forklift as a guy, so.
I mean.
Dude. No. If you could be like one person in it, I'd definitely be Guido. Guido's a my man.
I would be the one with the mustache, the green one. Isn't he like the villain?
That I hate that guy.
I would be Mater.
Why?
He's like Kajiga.
I love Mater.
Mater.
Yeah, he's so funny.
You would choose Mater.
You would choose Mater.
He's funny.
That's a Danny Larry. Move. That's a
Larry voice acts.
We should. Okay, I think we should have a topic where like, whenever Danny picks something that we like know that he'll pick, we should just say that's a Danny move. What do you guys think?
All right.
Whole ass topic. Dr. Pepper.
That's a Danny move.
Definitely Mountain Dew.
Mine would be like Vanilla Coke. Have you ever had it?
Dude, I feel like
yes.
Vanilla Coke is like the definition of mediocre. When it comes to
amazing.
You could just say regular
Coke.
Like,
it's alright. Like,
regular Coke.
Dude, like Vanilla Coke slaps.
Dude, Cherry Coke is so much better.
I mean, Cherry Coke's good, but Vanilla Coke slaps, dude. Dude, if we had that at my work, I'll be chugging the whole thing. That whole container going down. It's amazing. You pick Mountain Dew.
That's like saying your favorite color is like brown.
You pick Mountain Dew. I don't want to hear it.
No, that's like, no. You
stop trying to be cool at all.
Like,
you pick Mountain Dew, buddy.
No, that's like saying your favorite food is corn. Like,
no.
What?
No.
Like,
I'm
crying.
Fucking corn. I'm
familiar. Oh my god.
That was majestic what I just did.
Dog.
That was. Danny, you're about to win because of that.
I just feel like
you
left
that
fucking
I got Danny.
Thank you so much, Logan.
I won because of that, Danny.
Danny, I'm catching up, dude.
Danny, I wonder you mind.
Okay, ask us another question that you guys already know the answer to from me. So you can be like, that's a Danny move.
What's your guys' dog name?
Diesel.
That's a Danny move.
Okay. That's a little different.
Yeah. That's not opinion based. Like, what?
Okay, how about this? How about this? Would you guys rather be a millionaire or a billionaire?
Billionaire.
That's a Danny move.
That's a Danny move. That's an everybody move.
Oh, I would take a millionaire.
Who the fuck would you? Fucking billionaire, billionaire.
Fucking billionaire. Is that me?
I don't want to flex my billions. Fucking billionaire. Billionaire.
What a useless question. It's an honest question.
Billionaire, billionaire.
All right, welcome. We got to do a new segment now. Okay, ready?
Sure.
Trivia.
No looking up on your phones.
Yeah, here, I'll be like the judge. All right.
Figured it would be like trivia about ourselves, against, but you know,
it's Derek and me. I mean, Danny and me, not Derek and me. It's me against Danny and me.
Yeah. All right. So how is this gonna work?
Wait, are you gonna like look it up on Trivia Crack?
I'm just gonna like list random facts, and if you guys know, I go.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that.
I hear you say that.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm not doing that. I'll just go.
What can we do? Like, you guys like, can just spit it.
What is this like, trivia thing?
Maybe like text it to me, and then I'll.
Or no, or we can like go, like we can like, we can say it like both, like okay, you give us turns, I guess. And like, if we get it right, we get a point. If we get it wrong, we don't get a point.
That'll work.
I think trivia is a terrible topic, actually.
No, okay, listen, we got two choices, alright? So I either ask Danny a question, and if he gets it wrong, nothing happens, and if he gets it right, he gets a point. And then I go to Logan, and then I go to Danny, and then Logan. Or I could ask you both it, and then you, like, text it to me, and then I read out the answers, and then I give a point.
I think we should go back and forth on the play.
Alright. So
I don't want to text, really. I'm gonna be honest. It's too lazy.
I forgot how to use phone.
So, I'll do something you guys know genuine, like,
would
about,
you rather be
like,
a millionaire?
So, Logan!
Oh, God.
What is the fastest land vehicle in GTA?
Land vehicle?
Yes.
What is
so not like jets or anything.
I don't know what it's called. But, like, can I describe it to you?
Yes.
Fully modified.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Fully modified?
Fully modified.
You know that bike that you have at your arena garage shop? I think you said that? I think you said that was.
Final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct. The Death Bike, fully modified, is the fastest land vehicle. That's 1 point for Logan. Danny Stern, alright?
I had to
Danny.
Think about that one, guys.
That's a good topic for Danny. What? Danny, what is something Danny would know about?
What pop is brown?
There are so many fucking brown bottles.
Pop is brown. All right.
No, the
what
can is brown.
What is the first pop ever made, Danny?
what?
Mine was like easy. What is the first pop that was ever made?
You guys don't know this one?
No.
Probably Coke.
Oh my god.
I think it would be root beer.
Is it root
Wait,
beer?
Is that your final answer, Coke?
No. Or yes, actually.
Alright.
Definitely root beer, actually.
This is Let me look it up, actually.
Oh, I don't. You guys don't know the answer.
I think it's Coca-Cola. No. Wait, no, it can't be.
Coke was invented in, like, the 50s, right?
What's the soda ever made there?
What a terrible... What a terrible question.
Ginger ale?
I should get a different question.
I feel like I should get a different question as well.
Okay. What?
That was, like, expert.
The car that Franklin drives in GTA 5.
Oh, that's easy.
I don't know the actual GTA name. I know it looks like a charger.
Come on, I know that.
No, I'll give you that.
Can I get a bonus point if I guess it? Oh, yeah. Dang it.
Alex.
I think it's actually... Okay. I think it's a Buffalo S, actually.
I just know it's Buffalo something. I like Buffaloes.
Okay, next question. I like that fun fact.
You know a lot about, like, Black Ops 3 zombies, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay, so in Black Ops 2, zombies, the map Origins, alright?
Yeah.
How do you make it so there's a way to get stepped on by the giant robots and not die? Without using, like, quick revive or anything.
It's my turn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, shoot the foot open to get inside. On answer.
Okay, no, like without shooting it. Like it's a foot that can't open.
I know.
Stepped on it and not die.
The golden helmet.
Yeah. How do you get the golden helmet?
You just have to dig a lot. Right? No, that's how you get the golden shovel.
Alright.
How do you get a golden helmet? Do you have to dig a lot?
I don't know.
Shoot.
I'm asking you, brother.
If you don't know, then why do you ask me? No, I'm just joking.
Good one.
I honestly don't know.
Jesus! Did you just, like, throw down your controller? Well, just guess. Right.
I feel like it's, like, you have to get stepped by on the robot.
No answer?
Like, no.
What?
I feel like it has to do with the panther, though. I'm gonna say you have to shoot off a certain amount of panther helmets. Final answer.
That's actually a really good guess, but actually you just dig a lot and you get it.
You dig- Aw, dagnabbit.
Once you get the golden shovel, you dig a lot, and then you just get the helmet, too.
So, yeah. Did you like my answer, though?
That was actually a really good guess.
Thank you.
Alright, so, right now it's 1-1. Danny.
Good job, Danny.
You know a lot about Pokemon, right? What is, like, the creepy town?
Lavender Town.
That was easy!
That was so fucking easy.
Great, can I get a different one, then?
Yes, please.
What?
That was just not fair.
Pokemon that everybody thought was like that died. You know?
Pardon?
You know what I mean?
I think I know what you mean.
Not in the slightest, actually.
Okay, that in like the original Pokemon, okay, this one trainer had a Pokemon in every one of it except for fighter battles, and she didn't have this Pokemon, and then if you went to like a grave, it would like say, like, the Pokemon, like, died or something. Like, died, not, like, fainted. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely not.
Guy, okay. What's the answer? Oh, I wanna know.
It's Raticate.
Oh, yeah. I actually know about that.
Okay, I'll give you a different one, then.
Okay.
This is so hard, okay? Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Leonardo da Vinci.
I thought you were gonna say DiCaprio for a second.
Nope.
I'll do one more easy question, and then I'll make up for the hard question, alright?
Cameron Thrive.
Motherfucker.
Who is the...
Beat you.
What's your girlfriend's address?
anyway.
What is your credit card?
Two.
Come on, this is an easy one, dude. Two? Your credit card information is two?
Yeah, okay, dude.
No. What color am I thinking of?
What color is this car? What color is this
car? What color am I thinking of?
What?
Oh, I know what color. Wait, hang on, don't tell him. I'm gonna guess too. If I get it, I get a point.
Wait, what? What? This car right now?
What color am I thinking of?
What color is it?
What am I thinking of?
Thinking of,
Come on.
I'm gonna go ahead and say color. Definitely, like a pink.
Okay.
What do you think, Logan?
Beige.
Both of you were wrong.
Dang it.
I'm definitely thinking of brown right now.
Oh, so it is the color of your car.
Yeah. And like, I didn't say it was the color of your car. Like, it just so happened to me. But, yeah.
By the way, for the viewers who probably think like beige was a horrible answer, no, it wasn't. That's all I said. It was not it. No, because you
know, it wasn't.
No, you always he always say beige for no apparent reason. So no, it's not.
Yes, never in my life.
Yes, you have.
Beige.
Okay, it sounds bad.
I'm like we're having like a normal conversation. I'm like,
oh, if I'm like Derek, what's my favorite color? You would say beige for some ungodly reason. So I
that's like, my controller like died
when I'm out of color.
Bro,
guys are the bad guys.
All right, so
what's the race?
What's another trivia question? Oh, I'm so bad at this. You know what, I'm gonna test you guys on your friendship knowledge, okay? How well do you know me?
Yeah. I'm done.
So, Logan. Logan.
Yeah. That Lukey looks like they got a fruit loop. I don't know what I just said, but...
Okay.
What is the first, zombie map I've ever played? Call of Duty. Zombies. Yeah. It's the first map I ever played.
I'm gonna say Kino, but I know that's wrong, so I'm not gonna say Kino. I just wanna say Kino, just for fun.
Alright, I'm not judging.
Was it Kino? No. Yours was definitely... I don't know, this is hard. I feel like it's... Kino, final answer.
Wrong. What do you think, Danny?
Pretty sure it was like...
It's not Kino.
I'm not sure. Pretty sure it's like Derice, but I'm not completely sure.
No. You both got it wrong. It was definitely 5.
I was gonna say 5, okay. But I was like, meh.
I was gonna say 5-2.
5, and then I played Kino, and then Kino scared me, so I went back to 5. Cause I like John F. Kennedy, who'd like, calm down, Dick. It's just a storm.
That's not how it goes, but okay.
It's just a storm, Dick. Calm down.
There you go.
So yeah, my first ever map was 5. You guys are terrible friends.
My bad.
I thought you guys made a lot of terrible guesses. I was like, no, they're not.
Terrible guesses and terrible friends.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
You're probably right about that.
Anyway.
You know what, your turn. What
socks is joking?
They're definitely black on that.
That's not really.
Well, Danny got it right there. Oh!
Alright. You know what?
No, I'm actually gonna give you a question. Hang on. Mm. I thought of a really funny question.
How did you do that, Danny? I...
This is not actually the question, but, when was the first time I like, what age was I when I lost my first tooth?
You were definitely 8.
Eight?
No.
8? Wait.
5.
Why am I losing my teeth so late, Danny?
Yeah. 8 was like, damn. Like, I had, like, all my teeth out by
then. What? Definitely 6, by the way.
I honestly don't know.
I'm saying 5.
Fuck you.
No, I think it was actually, like, 2 or 3, because I had a sucker in my mouth once, and then my dad, he, like, yanked out the sucker, and, like, it pulled some of my teeth out, so...
That is child abuse!
No, it's not! He wanted the sucker out! That's child abuse, homie! He wanted the sucker out, and I wouldn't let him...
Fucking ripping that out was your son's teeth. You were, like, really wanted that sucker, dude.
You had a suction cup gripper on that boy.
No fucking chance I'm giving you a sucker. Get the fuck away from me!
So hard that your teeth ripped out. That's how much you wanted it.
I was 2, so they were loose already.
2?
No.
Your teeth got loose at 2? Dude.
Yeah.
What? I did think it loose until like 4 at least. 4 or 5, yeah. I think I lost my first tooth at 4.
I wasn't paying attention. I was looking in the back. Cause I'm gonna like drink check you. But then I hit that.
Fucker.
Was it funny though? Okay, question about me. God, this is hard.
Oh wait, music has been playing that entire time, I just realized.
You're fucked, Derek. You're going to jail.
Yeah, I love it! I hate you!
Alright. What about you, Daddy?
You're skipping Logan.
Your question so far is terrible.
No, I'm trying to think. It's 4 in the morning, dude. It's 5 in the morning.
And you're like, oh, I don't even know. What about you, Daddy?
Okay, I actually know mine.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I'm not going yet.
Thanks. What's the first ever game console I ever played?
Nintendo.
Atari.
One of you got it right? I'm not gonna tell you who. No, I'm just saying. It was Derek. Derek got it right. You're a horrible friend, Danny.
My bad, Pimp.
It's okay.
First game console I ever played. Go.
It's definitely the PS2.
No.
Yeah, it was the Wii. I was just joshing.
No, I think his was the DS.
I'm pretty sure it was the Wii.
Alright, it was definitely the GameCube.
Oh, true.
That's lame. Played with the cube.
Dude, the GameCube is like the greatest. Some of my favorite games of all time are on there.
What's that?
Super Smash Bros. Melee, however you pronounce it.
Melee.
Is amazing.
Worst Smash Bros.
Hate you. Best Smash Bros.
Yeah, you're right.
Then number 2 is,
I blew up! Sorry, I blew up.
You committed suicide, buddy.
Yeah, but I blew up.
On the live stream.
Yeah, I'm not good at this. Okay.
It's alright.
You guys just harass me. I'm gonna not finish. Dang it.
Alright, Danny, what's a friendship test for you?
Dr. Pepper.
No.
Brown.
14.5.
Decent.
Anyways. I'm trying to think of something.
You like your girlfriend more than us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wait, you hate your girlfriend more than us?
Yeah.
Why?
I would probably say, what's my favorite handheld system ever?
Oh, I know, that's DS.
Game Boy Advance, SP.
Okay, oh, Logan got it right.
Oh, I'm actually gonna change, like...
Game Boy Advance SP, like...
I was gonna say Switch.
Yeah, no.
I probably said yes,
too. Phone.
Alright. You know, I think we've been streaming for quite a while.
Oh, wait, can I ask one more question?
Yes, sir.
I'll do it.
Would you rather be a millionaire or a billionaire?
Billionaire.
Alright, so I hope you guys enjoyed this Neon cast. And
if you didn't.
Sorry, my cat's room, guys.
Sorry, my tarantula.
Meow. What the dog doing?
What dog?
So, I don't have a dog.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed.
I hope you didn't. Yeah.
Catch you in the next Neoncast, hopefully. Even though these are terrible.
You gotta do Danny's intro.
What up, Papa? Peace out, bro.
Oh, it's me.
What? First of all, that's not even Danny. Second of all, that's an intro.
You said intro.
It's beyond solid. Yeah.
Peace
out. Sip up, peace out.
Hey, what's going on, guys? And peace.
Alright. Thank you for watching this Neoncast. If you liked it, please follow the account that you watched this on, and I hope that you guys can tune in for the next episode, alright? Goodbye!